she gave quinine, and she made it up and put the quinine into syrup. Syrup, made pills. I can remember that boy, he gets so hungry, and when he's taking that cow, she wouldn't let him eat, you know. Oh, get me something to eat. They'd be hungry all the time, you know. But he died out of, he was about 15 years old, I reckon, 12, 15. And he died when he was 60-something years old.
He was 60 when he...
When he died, and if he ever had a chill after that, a chill, might have had fever from some other trouble, but as far as chill, malaria, well, I never did know of him having malaria after that.
You know...
Of course, when it ever get over it, well, they're kind of immune to it. Just like smallpox, not necessarily 100%, but I would say 95%. If you had smallpox, well, you're immune to it, you know. It's supposed to be measles and whooping cough and all those things like that. You're supposed to be immune to them. And I imagine that's malaria is the same way.
What about that disease children used to get?
Croup?
In the throats?
Croup? I've had that many a time. Diphtheria. And
what about the one
bronchitis?
Made their skin turn yellow.
Well, that was the liver trouble.
Call that what?
Well, it could be several different things, you know. But hepatitis is one thing to get them. That they call it the
yellow.
You mean yellow fever?
Okay.
I don't know nothing about that. I've heard them talk about it.
You ever get jaundice?
Yellow jaundice. Well, that's the liver trouble, you know. It's because the liver not functioning right, you know.
Back in the old days, people would be dead and no one would be able to figure out what they died with.
In other words, I knew a well-thought-of doctor, H. N. Jackson, good fellow, he meant well, with no ifs and ands about it. If he could help anybody, he would do it. And I'm satisfied. He sit down and let this girl right at the end of this road, the house right across the end of this road where he runs into that other road. Family lived there then. Well, one of the girls lived there now. And I'm satisfied that doctor let her die there with appendicitis.
Why?
Didn't diagnose it as appendicitis, and he couldn't see it.
What did they call it back in them old days?
Well, they had appendicitis lots of times, but an old doctor, you and y'all are now, he's our doctor, we go to him. Used to be our family doctor in St. Francisville. And he had one child, daughter, and she was cross-eyed. Something was wrong with her eyes. And he went around all throughout the country with different doctors, specialists and everything. And they said, could nothing be done for him. He was one of these kind of fellas that he felt like something could be done. And he'd tell him, said, I knew damn well it could be done. So he quit the general practice, yeah. He'd made a good bit of money. And